He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
April the 8th edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. It's the kickoff of earnings season today, so we'll see. There will be a few fireworks after the market closes, after the bell rings today. We had opening day of baseball on Sunday and the follow-through on Monday and Tuesday, and we're 1-1 so far against the LA Dodgers. We won a thriller last night. I stayed up late, watched a rain delay. How often does it rain in LA? Not very often. It did delay the start, meaning that Gunderson had to stay up watching the end of the game, but it was an exciting finish, and we won. So I'm happy today. I'm in a good mood for a change. The Dow is up 82 points. The market's in a good mood. The Dow's up 82. 17,957. Almost back to 18,000 in what's been one of the greatest bull markets of all time. Why do people hate it so much? I don't get that. The S&P 500 is up almost 9 to 2,085. It's up 0.4%. The NASDAQ right now is up 33 points. Hey, that's pretty good. That's 0.7%. I see my account's doing well today. The NASDAQ's at 4,944. The crude oil market's 52.67. Well, that's better than it was a few weeks ago when it was down around 42. We're up. We're actually down today. Gold is flat at 12.08. The euro is flat at 1.0825. Plug that into your smartphone next time you're in Paris to figure out your cost of pommes frites. And the 10-year yield is at 1.90%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson in San Diego, California, home of the mighty San Diego Padres, who are off to a 1-1 start so far against the Dodgers. I hope your teams are doing well in your hometowns. It's always nice to have a competitive team this year for a change. You know, usually San Diegans wake up to the headlines. Padres take it on the chin. Well, we're used to that. Our chin is so beat up we don't have a chin anymore. Padres take it on the chin. That's usually what they say. But this year, we've got some guys with some stiff upper lips and some good upper bodies and some power and some pitching and some hitting, and we'll see how far it carries us. Maybe we won't be taking it on the chin anymore. This is earnings season. Welcome to earnings season. Alcoa will kick off. 26 cents. Yes, 26 cents. You got a quarter and a penny in your pocket? That's what Alcoa is expected to make when they report earnings after the close today. All eyes will be on that. Will they come in at 27 cents? Will they come in at 23 cents? What kind of guidance will they give going forward? All of this stuff is interesting to watch because it plays into what we call the earnings game. And it's not really a game at all because it determines the stock market. It determines the moves in the market. Those pennies all add up. And when a company misses by a couple of pennies, well, it's a lot more than 2 cents. Here's my 2 cents. Alcoa has how many shares outstanding? 1.2 billion shares outstanding. So a couple of pennies adds up when you multiply it by how many shares the stock has. And all eyes will be on Alcoa today. They're expected to report sales of $5.94 billion. Okay. If they come in at 5.93.9, that's a disappointment, all right? This current quarter of 2015, which ended a week ago, is expected to come in a little bit weaker than this same quarter last year. Last year at this time, the quarter that ended, the same comparable quarter, the first quarter of 2015, came in at roughly $28 per share. That's how much the S&P 500 companies made in aggregate. $28 per share. What are we expected to make this quarter? The same comparable quarter over last year? Well, my estimate is $27 per share, meaning that would be a 3.4% drop over this same quarter last year. And again, not to beat a dead horse, but the two big factors are dropping oil prices, plunging oil prices, and a soaring U.S. dollar, which is having an impact on the energy companies, and it's having an impact on the multinationals that rely on sales outside of the United States. Now, the estimates for this quarter are all over the map, but generally speaking, they range between a flat quarter versus this time last year, which would mean $28 per share for the S&P 500. And I've heard some estimates as low as 5-6% less than last year. That would put it down around $26 per share. So somewhere between $26 per share and $28 per share is where this quarter is expected to come in. And as each one of the 500 S&P 500 companies reports, we'll finally get the exact number when the 500th one has finally reported several weeks from now. We'll know where the first quarter of 2015 came in at. Furthermore, and more importantly, we'll get a good clue as to the following future quarters. I heard Bank of America today say that they believe that this year, 2015, will come in the same as last year. That's the lowest estimate I've seen so far. Last year, the S&P 500, let me get to my newsletter here real quickly because I'm now publishing this every week, those quarterly estimates, those annual earnings for the S&P 500, because they are oh so important to watch and to stay on top of. They will provide us with the biggest clue as to when this bull market eventually comes to an end, because it's been going now for 6 years and 3 months. The market has tripled. It's one of the great bull markets of all time, and yet I still see pundits throw darts at it left and right. And that's fine. You know, there's got to be sellers for us buyers, and there's got to be buyers for us sellers. That's what makes a market. But the S&P 500 last year made about $117. Earnings have doubled since the low in 2009. That's the biggest reason why the S&P 500 has done so well. If the market made $117 last year, Bank of America is calling for a flat year this year. They're the first ones that have come out with an estimate that low. That means that they think the S&P will make $117 in earnings this year, flat. If that's true, we'll have a flat market. So far, we've had a flat market. As of last Friday, the S&P 500 is flat. It's up 0.2%. Now, we've done a lot better than that here at Gunderson Capital Management. We had a very good quarter because we were in some of the right places at the right time and out of some of the wrong places at the right time. But it's estimated that the S&P 500 will have very little gain. I've seen the estimates for this year range all the way from this new estimate by Bank of America for a flat quarter that would bring it in at 117, and I've seen it as high as 125. So you can see there's a pretty wide range, big enough to drive a Old Dominion freight line truck through of estimates. Now, those estimates will narrow and start to focus a little bit more as companies come in and report, and that all begins this week. So we'll stay on top of this. The upcoming newsletters will be very important because I'll be updating my numbers every single week and my target price on the S&P 500. Because the bottom line is earnings. It all comes down to earnings. If earnings continue to increase, the market will continue to go up. If earnings have peaked and they start to rescind and go downwards, then the bull market is over. You can get my newsletter. We sent out almost 10,000 last week. You can go to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com and sign up for our weekly newsletter, which has been bullish on the market now for 6 years and 2 weeks and still counting. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Stocks Now Radio Hour. Professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We went over the newsletter this past week, earlier in the week. We went through the macros of the market. We've determined that the bull market is still intact. On March 23rd, 2009, the headline in my newsletter was a new bull market. Actually, it said, has a new bull market been born? And then I went on to explain why I believe that one had been. And it's been in place ever since, and yet people continue to throw darts at this bull market. The most hated bull market. You know who would hate this bull market? Someone who stood on the sidelines and thrown darts at it. I saw a well-known short, Bear, I'm surprised he's still in business, yesterday send out a tweet, I'm shorting the Russell 2000 here today. Well, wrong again. Why do you continue to short a six-year, two-month-old, two-week-old, three-week-old bull market? Why do you continue to swim against the tide? Because I'm a contrarian by nature. Well, good. I'm glad you're a contrarian by nature. That means you're stubborn, and you're too stubborn to admit when you're wrong and to recognize that as long as earnings on the S&P 500 are going up, the market's going to continue to go up. And when they continue to recede, when the tide hits high tide and the tide starts going out on earnings, which it has not done yet, then, you know, then be a bear. Well, then he'll be a contrarian and he'll be bullish on the market because he's a contrarian by nature. So I have a little bit of a pet peeve, I guess, against people that are just ornery. You know what? Look, life is too short. Why be ornery? I'll get one other pet peeve out of the way and then I'm going to talk about a best stock now. You know, I put my heart and soul into my newsletter every single weekend. I write every single word by myself. I have no help on it because that's the way I want it to be. And before I send it out, I say to myself, is this the very best information that I can possibly muster at this time? And I want it to be just absolutely the best newsletter in America before I send it out. And I send out about 10,000 every week, and it's quite a chore. It's a probably 15-hour chore that I spend in between while I'm doing other things, managing money, talking to people. I usually dedicate almost all of Friday and a lot of my Saturday morning to the newsletter. And one thing that I have a very little tolerance for, I get about two or three complaints every year. 52 weeks, 10,000 newsletters, that's almost 500,000 newsletters going out. And one person will say, you should check your grammar before you send it out. You know what? Don't be a pinhead. I believe in being kind to people. That's just totally out of line to do something. Why not concentrate and focus on the content of the newsletter as opposed to the commas where they're placed? Yeah, in a perfect world, it would go out. Oh, I would hire a professional editor. You know what time it would go out if I hired a professional editor to edit it before I sent it out? You know, it's just a logistical kind of thing. I'm one of the few people in this business that sends out a comprehensive 50-page newsletter every single weekend to every single one of my clients and my subscribers. And if someone comes back and says, you know, you've got this comma out of place, or you misspelled this word, or you worded this wrong in this one sentence here, you know what? Look, I got no time for that. But I believe in being kind to human beings, so that's just it. I had to get that off my chest, all right? Be kind. Let's have a kind world. Let's talk about a best stock now. Let's talk about one that's been very good to me so far. I don't know if I put the comma in the right place or the parentheses in the right place when I talk about my model portfolio. I have one model portfolio that's for traders. It's a speculative trading account. This is a company that I own in this speculative trading account. It's now up 55% since I put it in and bought it back in January 29th of this year. Anacor Pharmaceuticals out of Palo Alto continues to just burn up the track. I found it using my Best Stocks Now app. It's still, I think, number 22. Well, we'll get to it here in a bit. And I still own it in the speculative trading account. When I make a buy or a sell in any one of my portfolios, I send out a push notification that goes out instantaneously to all the push notification premium subscribers. And Anacor is one of the stocks that we currently own in the speculative trading account. And I personally own, I buy a very small position in that particular account. I do it so I can establish a buy price that I can point to and say, see, here was the fill price. And I wait 1/2 hour after I send out the push notification to all the subscribers that I have. I wait 1/2 hour before I buy it myself. And whatever price I get filled at, that's the price I use to establish the buy price for the newsletter. So I can point to it when I get audited someday, which is inevitable, and say, here's where I bought it, and here's the proof. This is where we got filled at. So anyways, Anacor has been a very good biotech. Anacor has some products. Anacor has some very potential products. They develop small molecule therapeutics, proprietary boron chemistry, using a proprietary boron chemistry platform to treat fungal and other infections. It's been a great stock. Let's take a look at Anacor. In fact, this is one of the top performing speculative stocks. Look, this is a $2 billion biotech. This isn't Merck here. But over the last 3 years, this is about the top performing stock in the entire market. It's averaged 120% per year over the last 3 years in performance. Over the last 12 months, it's up another 250%. And I've caught the latest 55% or so of the stock by owning it in the speculative trading account. This is a small cap. This is a high-risk stock. I don't own this in my conservative growth account. I don't own this in my moderate risk profile. I don't even own this in my aggressive growth account. But I do think I have owned it in the past in there. This is a high flyer. I own it in the speculative trading account. It's doing well so far. It continues to do well. The stock chart is probably one of the best charts in the entire market. It's breaking out to new all-time highs again today. Out of 4,069 stocks, it currently comes in at number 21. And you can look, I featured this stock back on March 13th of 15. I featured it again. I wrote an article about it in February of this year that you can read. Type in Anacor and Bill Gunderson, and you find out what they do. It's a good example, not a recommendation, of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked about earnings season, which is now underway. And before you know it, boy, you're in the thick of it. It's just like a college basketball game. Once they tip off, there's no turning back. You're in the thick of it. And you got to play your heart out. We'll see how earnings do this quarter, 2015. The first quarter, we'll compare it against last year, the same exact quarter. Some people are calling for about a 5 or 6% drop from last year's earnings. Some people are calling for a flat quarter. I'm kind of in the middle there. I look for about a 3 to 4% drop from this year versus last year. But more importantly is where the year ends up, 2015. And I see, actually, Bank of America came up and said we're going to have a negative year, that earnings will come in lower this year than they did last year. That would be a warning shot over the bow that maybe we've peaked. But then again, Bank of America, like most others, say it's a temporary thing. A couple of soft quarters will result in a negative year, and then we'll resume growth again next year. Well, that's where I continue to stand as of now. But we'll get a lot of clues here over the next several weeks, and I'll be updating you weekly on my earnings estimates for the S&P 500 for this year and for next year. That holds the key in my book as to the continuation of this bull market and how much further it can go. You can get on my weekly newsletter list by visiting my website at pwstreet.com. I can't promise all the commas will be in the right place or all the words will be spelt right, although I do use spell checker, or I don't mess up a sentence here or there, but of the 45 pages that the newsletter is, and all the charts and all the analysis and the commentary, I give you my best effort that I possibly can every single week. I leave my body on the field, so to speak. I really do. I put my heart and soul into that thing. It's been the core of my business for many, many years. I don't know what a Friday would be like without writing the weekly newsletter. But, you know, just look at the pictures. That's all you need to do. Just look at the pictures, and you'll get the idea. All right, we talked about a particular company, a speculative one, which brings up the point that everybody out there has a different risk profile. When we talk to you and we do our little questionnaire, we try to determine where your risk profile is at. I talk to 90-year-old people in Florida. I talk to 30-year-old people in the Silicon Valley, and I talk to everybody in between. Some getting ready to retire, some are retired, some have 10 years before retirement, and people have different temperaments. Everybody's unique. We're all unique individuals. I've never met two people exactly alike, all unique, like snowflakes, and we have to determine, and you have to determine, really. Between the two of us, we figure out where your risk profile would be. Over here is aggressive. Some people even write in the word very. I'm very aggressive. Okay. Well, I'm not going to go off the wall. I'm going to buy some of the small and mid-cap high-growth companies that have superior upside potential. You're going to pay a little bit more for those kinds of stocks. They're definitely going to be more volatile. They're going to have wider swings, more volatility. But over time, the long haul, all things being equal, they should, underline should, do better than the bigger, slower growth stocks. Okay, so that's way over here on the left hand of the scale. Over here is those that are very ultra-conservative. Preservation of capital, not putting their money at too much risk. That's important. Buying companies that are more stable. Buying a portfolio that's not as volatile. But when the market goes down, which it eventually will do, and it will have bad days and bad weeks, we're all subject to the markets. If for a year the market goes up 0%, you know, that has a major impact on everybody's portfolios. Conversely, if we have a year that the market goes up 20%, that has a major impact on everybody's portfolios. And when we eventually get into that bear market, the last one was 53%, that has an impact on your portfolio, especially if you're fully invested at that point in time. So we determine the risk profile. I talked about a speculative, a very high risk stock in the first half, in the second quarter of the show. The next one I'm going to use as an example is, more down on the conservative side of the scale, which those stocks have been doing rather well for the last couple of years. This is a stock headquartered, a company headquartered in Canonsburg, Pennsylvania. They develop generic and branded drugs for the treatment of the central nervous system, which, I'm subject to when the market starts to sell off. Cardiovascular and other disorders. Oh, that too, the bear markets. Volatile days, yes, they take a toll. But, I try to take the emotion out of the equation and just look at the bottom line numbers. If the numbers haven't changed, then it's just all a bunch of emotion getting the best of people from time to time. Mylan Labs is the name of the company. We're going to revisit Mylan Labs. We featured Mylan Labs here on the show not too long ago. But I really like the way it's behaving here, and it continues to behave better and better. Their earnings have been growing every single year for the last, I have 8 years on my screen here. What does that translate to in stock price appreciation? Mylan Labs was a $5 stock in 2008, okay? And earnings have been growing ever since. In fact, their earnings along the way over the last 8 years have grown from 68 cents per share to an estimated $4.64 next year. That computes out to 22% per year. Mylan Labs was a $5 stock in 2008, and today it's a $63 stock. Why? Because earnings have grown along the way. And why have earnings grown? Well, through acquisitions, through growth at the company, organic growth, through good management. Earnings growth doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work. It takes a ton of work to keep a company growing. And they've done a very good job for their shareholders over the years. You've got a lot of happy shareholders that have been investors in Mylan Labs over the years. I'm currently an investor in Mylan Labs through my conservative growth account. Accounts. Does it pay a dividend? No. This is not an income stock at all. This is purely a growth stock. Mylan Labs is now a $23 billion company. It's a large cap. We compared it to Anacor, which is a $2 billion company with no earnings, without any earnings, to Mylan Labs, which is a large cap company with a lot of earnings. And while over the last 5 years, Mylan Labs has been growing its earnings by 22% per year, the stock has been going up by 21.3% per year. See that correlation? Almost one-to-one here. And Mylan Labs over the last 10 years has delivered 13.4% to investors, while the market's 5.7%. MYL is the symbol on the New York Stock Exchange. Over the last 3 years, Mylan Labs has been delivering almost 40% per year, while the market's been delivering 14.5%. And over the last 12 months, it's up 23%, while the market's up 12%. Now, this isn't one that's knocked the ball out of the park, like Anacor, but Anacor's a wild thing. This one's a little more stable. Performance grade of A-, momentum grade of B+. But what about valuation? Well, Anacor is currently trading at 12.8 times forward earnings. The market's trading at about 17 times forward earnings. It's trading at a discount to the market. and it's expected to grow by about 13% per year, meaning it's trading still at a slight discount to its growth rate. It has a PEG ratio just slightly under 1, 0.98. I have a 5-year target price of $105 per share. They will report earnings in 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Mylan's currently trading at $63 per share. Out of 4,069 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, indexes in my database, Mylan comes in at number 214. It is a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management. Not a recommendation, but an example of a best stock now. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to the second or the final quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I want to talk in the last quarter about predicting predictions. This has been a subject that I've covered many times, and I've used the analogy of the predictions, the psychics, the people that come on at the beginning, usually the end of the year, towards the end of the year. You remember the old Art Bell show, and it still exists as Coast to Coast, and they still play Art Bell, replays from somewhere in time, and you listen to a lot of those folks that they're on there. It made for great radio. Everybody loves bold predictions. We love to hear bold predictions. We want to know who the next president will be. We want to know who's going to win the World Series this year. We want to know when the next earthquake will strike California and dump Los Angeles into the ocean. We want to know when the next meteor will hit New York City and Boston. You know, predictions in the stock market are rampant. I think probably, outside of sports maybe, there's nowhere else where there's no more predictions made than in the stock market. Predictions are a dicey, dicey game. When they play back most predictions at the end of the year, you'll find that almost none of them, and I mean the success rate of predictions is probably less than 1%. So to use predictions as a methodology in the stock market is not a very sound foundation to increase your odds, your percentages. I was watching StockTwits the other day, which I'm on during the day, StockTwits.com. I have almost 10,000 followers on StockTwits and gaining every day 100 more, 200 more. I know the one of the main guys at StockTwits, Howard Lindzen. They're in my building in San Diego. You didn't know San Diego was the Wall Street of the West. In this same building in downtown San Diego, we have StockTwits. We have, I believe, an Investor's Business Daily office. I don't know what they do there. I need to go visit them sometime. We have Morgan Stanley, and we have Gunderson Capital Management. There might even be a few others under the radar. I like StockTwits. I saw the other day some guy says, what do you like better, yin or yang? Well, yin is three times bullish China. And Yang is three times bearish China. And I tweeted back, I like Yin a whole lot better than I like Yang. The Chinese market is flying right now. I kick myself. I have bruises on my leg from kicking myself for selling my China position about a month ago. That, my impatience cost me again. But you know what? Better safe than sorry. I've seen things start to roll over, and I said, no, I'm going to be patient here, and, you know, it continued to roll over. But more often than not, a lot of times when you sell something, finally give up on it, finally you say, I just give up on this thing. Boy, if you want to see something start to move to the upside, just sell it. The next day it'll start going up, and you'll start kicking yourself and start bruising your calf muscles too. Well, I did that with China, so I have no skin in the game, no yin or no yang at the current time. And yang is flying today, or yin is, to the upside. And this guy, his call letters, his whatever you call it, were a young trader. He's learning how to trade. He says, well, I'm making a prediction that they're about to reverse, that yang's going to go up and yin's going to go down. I said, okay, well, good luck with that. I don't believe in predictions, but I like yin a lot better than yang. Man, I see that yen is just flying today. It's up 15% today. So I hope he didn't follow through on his prediction and invest in a prediction. Investing in predictions is not good business. It's not. Look, you're trying to increase the probabilities of success. I'm using valuations, I'm using relative strength and performance, I'm using my eyeballs to determine technical analysis. I'm looking at all of the news on the company. I'm trying to increase the odds and probability as greatly as I can. And yet, you know, there are those that would say, well, Bill, a monkey could throw a dart and do better than you. It's been proven over time. Okay, all right, well. Yeah, all right, I'll take on that monkey. Look, the San Diego Zoo's just not too far from me, 4 or 5 miles. Let's bring in a monkey with the dart for a year, and let's see who does better in predicting earnings and finding stocks in the market. But my point is predicting is not a methodology at all. In fact, if you were to get rid of one bad trading habit or one bad investing habit, here's the one I would get rid of, predicting. I've been the victim of predictions, making predictions. I predicted long ago that interest rates would fly and inflation would roar. That was back in 2008, 2009, something like that. I was totally wrong. Now, I admitted finally when I was wrong and totally, you know, changed my stance. Predictions just are not a good way. Well, I'm predicting that gold will go up tomorrow, or I'm predicting that small caps will go down tomorrow. You know what? Look at the charts. The charts will tell you more. If you just look at the charts alone, it will help you a lot more than just trying to make predictions. And don't try to say, well, it's extended to the upside, and this one's extended to the downside. Therefore, I'm predicting. You know what? It can become a lot more extended to the upside. The inertia is against you. If you try to say this thing's extended and it's going to come down, nah, you know what? Stay away from the predictions. And, more importantly, stay away from the people that make predictions because they're rarely, rarely right. Instead, increase your probabilities by doing the hard work of gathering the information. It's a lot easier to make a prediction than it is to roll up your sleeves and look at 500 different numbers and make calculations, all right? That's just what I'm saying here. Anyways, you can get the newsletter, pwstreet.com. We don't make predictions here, and we manage money. 855-611-BEST. 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.